You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. I don't actually think that anyone is really ready for my newest program. Literally, I have the next official Ali Casaza program in my signature collection. It is called Now. Now is the anti-someday, anti-later, anti-should program for overwhelmed moms who want more. If you have ever found yourself caught in the cycle of thinking things like, I really need to break this habit. I really should be more like this. I wish I had already started. I'm so behind. I really want to change, you know, whatever habit or action. Why am I letting myself live this way? I could be better than this. If you want more for yourself and you want more for your family and you want to become the next version of yourself and you want to become her now, this program is for you. I'm not even going to say anymore. Run. Go to aligasaza.com/now. Read the info page. If this is pulling you forward, my love, go and roll. I love you so much. This was made for you. Go check out the page. I'm so excited to see who feels pulled towards this and enrolls. I am literally so freaking excited. We have done our first round of training. The feedback was amazing. Everybody was amazing. Everyone loved it. It is here. It is official. It is ready for you. AliCasaza.com/now. Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. I am super honored that you are spending your time with me today. I know it's so valuable, and trust me, I am gonna make it worth your while today. We are getting into some pretty deep, impactful shit, actually. We're gonna talk about how to change your entire life in just 3 months. Really, I say all the time, and I wanna say it again here. You can change your entire life in 1 second because all it takes is the decision to act different, be different, think different, elevate above where you've been. At the time that I'm recording this, it is January 2023, and I am currently elevating out of eating habits that have just not been serving me over the course of my really, really difficult 2022 and just moving several times that year, making really big life changes, experiencing a sexual trauma that I shared about on YouTube, just like so many heavy things. My eating just, of course, like kind of followed everything that I was going through and processing. And I've picked up some habits that I had really just put to bed like a year or two ago, and they just kind of have come back in my life. So I am currently made the decision and changed and shifted, and am now acting out of a new, higher place with the way that I eat, the things I put in my body, you know, even just like the matcha that I drink and where it's sourced from and what's in it, and just trying to like eliminate chemicals and all that good stuff, feeling higher vibe, feeling better. And really, like after that one decision, changing the way that I eat again. And that's what I want you to understand. You can change everything with just a decision. But we're going to get a little bit deeper and a little bit more practical with this. We're going to talk about when you make the decision to change, how do you follow it up with action over the course of 3 months and do things that are going to change everything for you over the course of 3 months. Okay, so here we go. You know, I like to just dive right in. Okay. So the first thing you're going to do is first define and get super, super clear on who it is exactly that you desire to be. What this means is
Who do you want to be? What is she like? How does she think? How does she start her day? How does she end her day? What kind of relationship does she have with herself? What kind of relationship does she have with her children? What are her partnerships like? What are her relationships like? You know, if you're a single mom, how does she date? What intentionality is she bringing? How does she support herself? How does she, like, what are her habits? Who is this person? If you're married, what does her marriage look like? Who is it that you really deeply desire to be? Now, I want to just add a little bit of a note in here. Be sure that you're really tapping into your desires for yourself and who you really want to be, not who you think you should be or traits you think you should have. Like things that just societally, everybody kind of agrees that, you know, a healthy person would eat like this, look like this, act like this. But is that what you think? For example, ever since Brian and I made our, you know, big shift, our big decision, I have been thinking so much about marriage and if I even want to get married again, because it was so much about family for me and I already have that. So like if I did, and sometimes I think like, okay, well, I think I do though. I don't know. Maybe I do. And then it's like, okay, well, like what does marriage even look like to me? When I got married, I was in a completely different belief system, was very religious, was raised a certain way and had a completely different idea and belief system around marriage, around that decision and coming into that union. So what does it even mean for me now? It definitely is going to be different. So what does that even look like? Like, what do I want? What do I think? Not what does everyone else think that being healthy means. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you think? What do you believe? And really sifting through and getting to the bottom of you. Okay, so once you get clear on that, you're going to begin to align the things that you are in, the things you're doing, the things you are living out with that version of you, with her, with who you really want to be. Okay. Now we all know, I think at this point, that it takes about a month to solidify a new habit or to break an old one. So what you're going to do is once you have crystal clear clarity on who it is you're becoming, you're going to focus on one main area of your life, of your becoming per month for 3 months in order to really hone in on that area of your life and really bring change to it. Okay. So we're going to choose 3 big impact areas of your life and assign them one at a time over the course of the next 3 months. Okay. Here's what mine looked like when I did this. And let me tell you, this was massively impactful. Month 1, align your mornings. Okay. Align your mornings with who it is that you really want to be. Okay. Month 2, is going to be body, aligning your body with who it is that you really want to be and how you really want to feel. And month 3 is going to be aligning your environment with who you really want to be. I would even recommend if it feels right to you, you could switch these around in any order you want. I would maybe do environment first and then mornings and then body, or mornings, body, mornings, environment, body. You can do whatever you want. Write these out and feel into what feels good to you. You might even have a different area for one of the 3 months that you want to do. You might want to do 6 months and you have 3 other areas, like, or 2 months per area, whatever you want to do. But this is what I did and this is what worked for me. Okay. So you also are going to need a system in place for how to keep track of this and not let it fall by the wayside among like everything else you're doing. So wholeheartedly decide that you are officially expiring the version of yourself that you have been, okay? And you are becoming a new version of you. Bring a strong, determined, and excited energy to this. Don't make this like a task, a to-do list, something you have to do, something you're sort of like begrudgingly like, oh, I just really need to get this together. I have a wedding to go to in a few months, so I want to look better, so I have to do this. No. Be excited, be determined, do this for the right reasons, whether it's physical health or starting a business or aligning your environment or getting a morning routine, whatever it is. The thing is, you don't forget what you're truly excited about. So get truly excited about it. If you're not, there is something that it needs to be dealt with, whether there's a deep-rooted inner belief that's keeping you from truly desiring change that's going to be good for you, or you're just kind of shooting all over yourself and making yourself think that you need to be something that you really don't want to be. Okay? And then I want you to put support everywhere. On your phone background, your wallpaper, put post-it notes all over your house and your car, phone alarms and reminders on apps like the Yap app. It will do gentle reminders throughout your day. Make a playlist that embodies your new self and play it when you're getting ready in the morning or while you're driving. Find podcast episodes on a topic that you're focused on that month and listen to those instead of watching Netflix for that month. Like, make this your theme. Be about this change. Okay, so the way you're going to align your mornings for month one, if we're going through my initial outline, then month one would be aligning your mornings with who you want to become. What does her mornings look like? What does she need to accomplish? How does she want to feel? Does she even want to feel accomplished after the morning? Maybe that's not her vibe. Maybe she wants to feel peaceful and relaxed. So she'd be not accomplishing anything. She'd be pouring into herself in the morning. Maybe there's a little bit of a mix of both. What does she need and what do her mornings look like? And begin to slowly align your mornings with her, that version of you. And keep in mind that this might be something that's like, you're throwing noodles at the wall and seeing what sticks. You might not just come out the gate with the best morning routine of all time and that's it. And then you're just spending 30 days perfecting the habit. You might try something and not like it and try again. Okay. Month two, aligning your body with who you're becoming. How does she want to feel? What is her intention here? So in order to achieve that, how much water does she drink? Does she have a system in place for making sure she's staying hydrated? What does she eat? How often does she eat out? How often does she cook? Align your body with who you want to be. How are her hormones? Does she get blood work done to see what's going on in there? Like aligning that. Month three, aligning your environment with who you want to become. I think I've said plenty on this topic, but taking your physical space, your home, your car, the spaces that you are in, that you are spending time in, aligning those environments with who you want to be. What kind of a bedroom does she have? Does she allow herself to just sleep on a bed that's really uncomfortable? Probably not. Does she allow herself to have decor that's old and gross and stagnant and just doesn't serve her? No, she's clearing things out. She's rejuvenating pieces of furniture if she knows how. She's buying what she has the budget to replace. Like, she's intentionally creating an environment that supports her. There's no clutter. There's no excess. There's things that serve her only. Spending that whole month aligning these areas of your life with who you want to be, 30 days per area. Guys, try it and watch your life change, I'm telling you. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram. @Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.